Well then, this is Lake River Radio of Lake River, Minnesota, beginning its broadcast day. Lake River Radio is broadcast via the podcast and is recorded in our studios in my ma's basement in her house over by where the old high school used to be. Lake River Radio can be heard most days depending on my schedule over to the turkey plant or whether my ma has too many doctor's appointments. Welcome to Lake River Radio, where the bars are fresh, the coffee is hot, and the polka is always a party. Welcome to Lake River Today, our first and still our only show here on the Lake River Radio Network. I'm your host, Lars Bjørnvaldstad. Today is Monday, November 25th, 2019, and this is Episode 2. Today on Lake River Today, big city problems make their way all the way to Lake River, Minnesota. But first, the news. Hello again, I'm Lars Bjørnvaldstad, and this is the news for Lake River, Minnesota, the entire Lake River region, the tri-state area, and small towns everywhere. Well, lo and behold, can you believe it? We made it to our second show. Praises be. Well, it was a long day at the turkey plant today. My dogs was barking. But you know, with the holidays coming up, they're working us like you wouldn't believe. But I want you all to know, I am committed to the Lake River Radio and everyone in the region. And I'm here to bring you the news of our people. Guess what? Lake River Radio had well over 20 listeners on our first day. Well, what do you think about that? Well, don't think too much about that because most of us are Lutherans and that would be prideful. And we don't go for that kind of monkey business around here. Maybe instead you could just smile knowingly while you listen if you are happy about our results. So friends, I did check the Gmails and we didn't get nothing yet, but you can still send us stuff, but that's okay then. This technology thing I know is hard to wrap your little heads around, but don't be afraid. Because even if you send me an email to lakeriverradio@gmail.com, trust me, the Russians aren't going to start sending themselves stuff on Amazon and charging it to your bank account just because you sent me an email. So remember, folks, if you have an announcement you want to share, or if you have an idea for a news story that I can try my journalistic skills on, you go ahead and drop us a line over at lakeriverradio@gmail.com. I check it every day. When I get home from work, well, right after I take off my bloody clothes in the garage, because I'm still working on the kill line down at the plant. Well, got a couple announcements to go through. You know tonight was Turkey Bingo down to the Legion Hall, and I hear that it's probably going pretty good. Now, if you did, here's a request from me at Lake River Radio. If you were so lucky as to get one of those Cornish game hens, why don't you take a picture of it and shoot it over to me here at the radio station on my emails? Because I kind of like to see what one looks like. I was over to the Red Owl today, and you would have thought I asked for a poop burger on a bun, the way that Inez looked at me when I asked if she had any of those Cornish game hens, whatever the hell they are. So yeah, if you won one, go ahead and send me a pic. If you don't know how to do that, ask your kid, because they probably know your phone better than you do. And then I can have that on the email, and then I can describe that with my powerful voice, because you know I was a good reader at the church. And then everybody will know what a Cornish game hen is. Well, I gotta say, someone must be listening to the show, because when I was at the post office, I overheard someone say that the high school is going to offer a fan bus to Lake Benton to watch the Lady River Otters battle it out against the Lake Benton Bobcats on Tuesday night. So, when I got home, I gave Lois a jingle over to the school, and she said, yes, by golly, they are going to have a fan bus. The cost is only $2, but you need a reservation, so as they don't leave no one behind when they leave, because that would be sad. Well, but here's the catch. The bus, she says now, the bus leaves at 5:30 sharp on Tuesday, so you won't be able to watch either episode of Judge Judy before you go. So just take that into mind before you make your plans. Oh, and don't forget now, tomorrow, that's Tuesday, the women's Bible study over to Oppressive Lutheran Church will be at noon tomorrow. Now, they let me know that they did change the meeting topic to Winning Ways to Welcome the Lord, Advent, Angels, and Alcohol. And please, no date bars. Well, you know, there's a winter storm a-coming, but it's not scheduled to hit Lake River directly. So the school's going to be open tomorrow, and they want me to read you the lunch menu for the 26th. That's Tuesday. Now, breakfast tomorrow is going to be pancakes, juice, and fruit. That's pretty good. I think a little protein would be better if you added that in, but I suppose that's not what they get from commodities. But, you know, a little sausage would go a long way to keep those kids' brains working good. Now, lunch, see, they got pulled pork on a bun. That's real good, especially with the barbecue sauce. They're going to have baked potato. Sometimes, you know, a fella could put that pulled pork right on top of that baked potato, and that'd be real good. They're going to have a vegetable. They don't say a kind of vegetable. They have fruit, too. So I guess it's cook's choice there. Whatever they got in off the truck, I suppose. But both those sound pretty good. So you can, if you're going to eat those, you just, you know, tell your teacher that you're going to have those. You can go down and have those if you got a lunch plan there. And, of course, they have salad bar every day with ranch dressing, because what else is there? Yeah, no, remember their school Wednesday, but then Thursday and Friday's off for the Thanksgiving break. So that'll be good for all of you. So keep that in mind. Oh, heavens, we got a little society news. Mostly, well, we don't have a society reporter, but I overhear Ma talk on the phone and I write some stuff down. So this is what I got today. I got two pieces for you. Kristen Larson, Kirsten Olsen, Charleston Homestead motored over to the Fargo Dome for that Celine Dion concert they had over there. Now, all three ladies said that the music was just beautiful and that Celine Dion put on a wonderful show. However, Kirsten did say that she was a bit troubled that the snack bars there at the Fargo Dome call their barbecues Sloppy Joes. And she didn't know what she thought about that. And she definitely said she couldn't bring herself to say something like that out loud because it was so suggestive. So she just had to make do with a pretzel. But that was pretty good. Sloppy Joes, ladies and gentlemen. That's big city living working its way down to Lake River, if you ask me. Now, I also overheard my mom say that Rebecca Circle met over to Irene Davidson's house not that long ago. Pastor Swanson led the devotions. Della Struble led the Bible study, but, oh heavens, there was a great confusion over whether it was to be done with the King James Version of the Bible or the Revised Standard Version of the Bible, which was supposed to be used. No one knew. Well, then, before they resolved that issue, I guess another scuffle broke out as to whether the Revised Standard Version with the words of Jesus printed in red was superior over the regular version of the Revised Standard Edition, on account of the fact that in that one, all the words are the same color, and then Jesus' words could get easily mixed up with all those other words in the Gospels if a fella wasn't paying too close attention to what he was doing. Well, that was still going on when then Emily Gilhusky, clearly one of the newer members of Rebecca Circle, suggested that the ladies could get all the different versions on their iPhones and what have you. Then it all went to heck after that. All that being said, they never actually even got to the second question of the Bible study that was prepared and distributed by the fine folks of the ELCA. Well, Pastor Swanson wept, and after the singing of the table prayer, a delicious lunch was served on account of Irene inheriting that cut glass luncheon set of her ma's that she had coveted all those years. Now, her sister provided the nuts and mince, and she put it on that beautiful matching tray, which, of course, was all that she got when her mom passed, but we really don't like to talk about that too much, especially in front of her. Oh, and of course, Ruthie cut the pickles. A good time was had by all. Well, that's about it for the news. If you have local news you'd like to share, or a story you want us to report on, or any announcements at all, you drop us a line over at lakeriverradio@gmail.com. That's it then. This has been Lars Bjørnvoldsted with Lake River Radio News. Next up is the weather. Okay, Lake River weather is brought to you by Lake River, Minnesota Chamber of Commerce. That's Lake River, Minnesota, where the coffee is hot, the bars are fresh, and where we don't gossip at all. We just speak the truth in love. This is Lars Bjørnvoldsted with the weather. Right now, here in beautiful Lake River, it is 32 degrees. It's cloudy with a few flurries and snow showers possible. So the highs tomorrow in the Lake River region. In Battle Lake, it'll be 32. Big Lake, it'll be 35. Buffalo Lake, 34. Cass Lake, 31. Clear Lake, 35. Detroit Lakes, 32. Eagle Lake, 35. East Gull Lake, 34. 50 Lakes, 32. Forest Lake, 36. Ham Lake, 37. Heron Lake, 33. Howard Lake, 35. White Lakes, 29. Lionel Lakes, 37, Long Lake, 35, Madison Lake, 35, Maple Lake, 35, Minnesota Lake, 36, Moose Lake, 33, Uppsala, 32, and Grigla, 29. Here in Lake River, the low tonight, 27 degrees, with a high tomorrow of 31 and a 20% chance of precipitation. This has been Lake River Weather, brought to you by the Lake River, Minnesota Chamber of Commerce. We'll be back with our feature story right after the break. Lake River Today is also sponsored by the Hot Dish Cafe, open from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. daily because For God's sakes, there are chores to be done. Check out their daily specials. Tuesday is open-faced turkey sandwich. Succulent roast turkey served on two slices of soft white bread, topped with mashed potatoes and comfort and gravy, served with just a smidge of cranberry relish. And don't forget, tomorrow, you can add a sliver of Mrs. Eisenhower's pumpkin chiffon pie for just $1.99. That's the Hottish Cafe on Main Street in downtown Lake River, right next to where the implement dealer used to be. Lake River Today is also sponsored by Oppressive Lutheran Church. All of the Christianity with twice the guilt. Two services on Sunday, that is, if anyone shows up for the first one. New members are always welcome, but don't think anyone will talk to you for the first year or so, unless, that is, you make a mean pan of bars. Oppressive Lutheran Church of Lake River, Minnesota, located at the edge of town on Cemetery Road, right across from that building where the First Church of Christ the Almighty as revealed by the chickens used to meet. Because, who thought that was a good idea? Well, folks, we just got one story for you today because I had to work a shift and a half to the turkey plant, but it's a big one. Big city problems befall Lake River. Well, we supposed it would come to this. Lake River schools are now facing 21st century problems, much like we expect they have been experiencing in the cities for years now. It seems that Miss Patty, the kindergarten teacher over at the Lake River Early Childhood Development Center, which is really just that portable classroom they pulled into the parking lot after they ripped down the old warming house by where the outdoor rink used to be, is all in a dither with the influx of new kids to the area. See, what happened was, all those new houses that went up in that new development, Lake River Acres, which is really just bottom land from back when they drained Lake River for the railroad back in the 1800s. But now that Jameson Construction has been dumping their construction waste there for a few years, they finally smoothed it out and they put up some spec homes for affordable housing. Those houses brought in a whole bunch of new people, which, let me tell you, we are definitely grateful for here in Lake River, Minnesota, and all throughout Lake River region, even if not all of them go to the Lutheran Church, but maybe they will find their way over there soon enough. Anyway, Miss Patty says that all of those new students are just fine kids, real smart, and they know their letters, numbers, and everything, but that she wasn't ready for their big city ways. As she told Lake River Radio, "See, the thing is, their parents all grew up near the cities, where they do things their own way down there." She heard from her cousin Inez, who is a school cafeteria worker down near Spring Lake Park, that lots of kids down there have two last names. Yeah, it seems that when two people down by the cities get married, they sometimes combine their last names. For example, if, say, someone named Emily Johnson was to marry a fella named Chad Olson, and they had a little baby named Elsa, then they'd name her Elsa Johnson Olson. See how they combined the two like that? To honor both families, I suppose. Miss Patty says, now that she thinks about it, that's a pretty nice way to do things because women do have the right to vote and all, and they have been allowed to wear pants to church since at least the 1970s. So in the end, it's probably okay. But as Miss Patty tells it, it's created somewhat of a bottleneck over to the kindergarten. She goes, "Well, you know what that movie Frozen that came out a few years ago and that harsh winter we had not that far back? A lot of parents were using that movie to babysit their kids to get a little alone time, if you know what I mean. And the next thing you know, 5 years later, I got me an army of little Elsas running around the room. That wasn't so bad," she says, "when it was just Elsa Johnson and Elsa Knutson because they just went by Elsa K and Elsa J and everything was good. But now we got two more Elsas and this is where it all goes to hell. Our newest students, whose parents come from down by the cities, named their cute little girls Elsa, which is fine and all, but now we got us an Elsa Johnson Swanson and an Elsa Knutson Jameson. So that makes Elsa K, Elsa J, Elsa KJ, and Elsa JK. And she says, don't even get me started about lining up for lunch. I'm just about ready to throw open doors to the portable and say, food's that way, kids, let's go." Well, Miss Patty assured us that she'll get a handle on it before the end of the year, but that Mrs. Halderson in first grade better get a grip, especially now that she has that steel plate in her head. Anyway, all the Elsas and all the kids in kindergarten are doing great, and they were busy making the most beautiful hand-print turkeys when I was there the other day, and don't you know, they turned out pretty nice, and most of them can even color inside the lines. The kindergarten class hand-print turkeys will be on display in the front window of Second State National Bank of Lake River in downtown Lake River from now through the first week of December, so be sure to stop by and check them out when you're down to the bank. Well, folks, I know it's been quick, but that's going to be it for this episode of Lake River Today. Now remember, if you have news or announcements that you would like to share, or if you have a story idea you want us to look into, drop us an email over to lakeriverradio@gmail.com. We'll be on again tomorrow, but I got to tell you, they already signed me up for a double over to the turkey plant. And if things go well, I won't be on the kill line anymore. I might be a lung sucker. So I'll have to let you know how that goes. Thanks for everything. And remember, you are listening to Lake River Radio. Well, I suppose here we are at the end of our broadcast day. You have been listening to Lake River Radio, recorded in our studios in my ma's basement at her house over by where the old high school used to be in Lake River, Minnesota. Lake River Radio is written, produced, and directed by me, Lars Bjornvoldstedt, and my friend Danny West, who took a few too many college classes and knows too much about some things and not enough about other things. Now, if you have news to share or know of someone who should be on our show or aren't too shy yourself to be on here, drop us a line at lakeriverradio@gmail.com. Lake River Radio, voice of small towns across the Lake River region and the entire tri-state area. And as they say at the end of every episode of the Lawrence Welk Show, adios, or for now, auf Wiedersehen. Good night. This is Lake River Radio.